Hello? Hi, George. I'm fine. How are you? Good, good. Glad we could work this out. Sorry I had to kind of reschedule the timing there. So. All right, well, my pleasure. And my wife's out of town, so I'm kind of Mr. Mom for a while with the kids, so. Yeah, that's true. That's true. So, hey, related to the topic, you know, I had thrown out a couple of things, and you had said that you liked one of those first two. And so I thought that I would do something on teamwork and chose a specific topic within there. So I thought I'd talk about how to prevent social loafing. And that's the name for the phenomenon where people exert less effort when they're working in groups than when they're working alone. And so I thought it might be an interesting topic to deal with, kind of a catchy little term for it, too. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm only going to do the social loafing one, then. Mm-hmm. Okay. That sounds good. Okay. Yeah, I can tell. Yeah. You know, I do it myself, and I'm amazed at how much time it takes for some of these, too. So, of course, the interviews I do are a little bit longer, and they're academic, so it's, you know, kind of hard to get an academic to stop talking sometimes. So. Okay. Okay. You know, another thing is that I'm also recording this on my end, and I wondered if you would want to have access to that in order to enhance the sound quality of the overall thing. So. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, I'll upload it to the web, and then you can grab it from there. Do you have any preference for what kind of format it's in? Okay, so my software splits it between the two of us. So I'll just upload both of them. You know, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Right, right, okay. Okay, cool. We'll do that then. Me too. Already. Sure, George. I am an assistant professor of management and organization in the Foster School of Business at the University of Washington in Seattle, and my primary area of research is on work teams. Great. Well, social loafing is the name for the phenomenon where people exert less effort when working in groups than they do when working alone. In general, the greater number of people who are working on a group task, the less effort any one member of the group will put forth toward accomplishing the task. We've probably all worked with people who free ride on the work of others, but the interesting thing about social loafing is that virtually everyone does it to some extent. It's a pretty insidious problem because it really reduces group productivity. Well, here are three ways to prevent or at least reduce social loafing in the groups you work in. First, make sure everyone has clear roles and responsibilities. If you don't, tasks may go undone simply because no one is sure who is supposed to do them. It's kind of like when you're playing volleyball and the ball is coming between you and another player and it ends up falling to the ground because you both thought the other person was going to get it. Second, make sure that everyone's contribution to the group task is visible. In other words, whoever is evaluating the group's performance should be able to identify who did what. This can be done in many ways, but one of the most effective is by having group members evaluate each other's contributions at the end of the project. And these evaluations should be anonymous so that people can be honest without fear of retribution if they give someone a poor evaluation. Third, try to make the group more cohesive. Group cohesion happens when members of the group develop strong emotional bonds to other members of the group and to the group itself. You can increase cohesion by having the group spend social time together outside of work on the task, or by having them work more interdependently. In other words, structure the task so that members have to work together to complete them, and then people will be less likely to... In other words, structure the task so that members have to work together to complete them. And that way, people would be less likely to socially loaf because they actually like the other people that they're working with. Yeah, absolutely. Research has shown that the larger the size of the group, the more people socially loaf. And so, you know, working alone, people tend to work pretty hard. In small groups, not quite as hard. In large groups, not hard at all. And the phenomenon has actually been seen with a lot of different things, like with applause. You know, they get people to applaud, and the larger the group, the quieter each person's individual clapping is. But it also happens when people are working on tasks at work and in volunteer organizations and things like that. Well, George, with the economy the way it is, many people are feeling stressed and possibly burned out at work. I host a podcast called Under New Management, and the two most recent episodes deal with these issues. So I encourage people to check them out. They can find them at www.obweb.org. That'd be great. George, always a pleasure. Thanks a lot. Turn out okay? Well, you're doing a great job with this, George. Right, since you're getting paid such big bucks for it. Yeah. Right, that's true. That's true. So, okay. That sounds fine. Okay, and I'll send you an email to let you know when I've got this uploaded so you can grab my recording as well. All right. All right, you too, George. Bye-bye.